The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Reggie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Jeff Francoeur joining us each and every Tuesday around this time, joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Frenchie, you've been a part of lineups that have struggled in the past. When you're dealing with 45 strikeouts over three games, how much pressing is going on from player to player in this lineup?
Well, guys, I think that's half the issue is that, you know, there is pressing. You start to try to do too much. You start to say, God, I got to be that guy to get the big hit. You know, just like last night, the first inning, you know, you think, gosh, Jace Peterson doesn't make that play. You're probably up 2-0. And then instead, you don't score the rest of the game. I just think as an offense right now, you know, there's a lot of pressure. You know, Ronald came back. Now he's gone. And, you know, I just think at the end of the day, I think you're seeing a little bit with Freddie Freeman not being in the lineup. You know, there's some adjustments that are going to have to be made. And I think he's a guy that you could usually rely on, whether he walked, got doubles, was to kind of be in the middle and make things happen. And they got to have some guys step up and start to have better ABs.
I mentioned earlier today, because I've seen it, I saw it with Chipper and I saw it with other guys, when you're banged up, even just standing there for the four ABs can change the dynamic of the lineup. Why isn't that something that's been happening in the last couple of days?
You're right. I don't know. I mean, especially with the DH now, you know, and it's one, you know, I'm not in there. I don't know what, you know, Ronald, how it feels, but at some point, like you said, it's why you saw them brought him back a week early, because at some point you need him in that lineup. And same thing with the DH. Hopefully, yeah, you don't want him running everywhere in the outfield. Right. But if he's, you know, close to 80, 85% running, you know, you tell him you hit a ground ball to second. I don't want to say jog down to first, but just gingerly run down to first. You ain't got to bust it, you know, but you need him in that lineup.
And it does. Can you explain to people just the idea of the presence alone, the idea that you have one swing pop, can really change the way they pitch to guys in front of you still?
Oh, all the time. I used to say, if Chipper wanted to, he had four bats every game. He could go up there, and if he didn't take this bat off his shoulder, he would probably walk twice a game if he wanted to. He had that ability. And then what happens is you get guys out of the stretch. Yep. Now you're one hit away. But right now it's just, I mean, it's like you said, the strikeouts are the alarming part. You got at least four innings a game of no contact. And that, look, for a while, you can live with that. When it continues to become a trend, then it's a problem.
And obviously, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but everybody keeps saying, well, look at last year. Well, one thing doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the other, and the Mets are a better team this year. So they're seven games back right now. The Mets got rained out last night. They're going to play a doubleheader against St. Louis. I mean, who's to say last year is going to repeat itself?
Well, I think that's the thing that you talk about, Nick. You can't just expect fairy dust. And Snitz said that to me, said it to quite a few people. You can't just expect that, hey, all of a sudden we're going to turn it on at some point, because you're not guaranteed that. And then again, like you said, who knows? Yeah, you could sneak in and get a wild card possibly. But at the same time, the last thing you want to do is put yourself in a hole where you almost have to play perfect baseball for 4 months. And you don't, the Braves are too talented to have to do that. But, you know, they got to start winning some ball games.
Yeah, Jeff, the other problem is when, and it's not an exciting brand of baseball to watch, and I'm not telling you I'm supposed to be entertained for 162, because I know that's not the case with any team, but there's not a ton of energy coming through my TV screen or even in the ballpark with full crowds. It just doesn't feel like that type of team. So the back end of the rotation becomes a little bit more important, and trying to find somebody that's going to settle that thing down. And I thought Strider might have a chance. Obviously, it's not going to happen now with Matzik. But the back end of the rotation becomes more important if you're not winning baseball games, because you're good enough to win enough baseball games.
Well, and the worst part about that is you think about the last two starts, Kyle Wright, outstanding, Ian Anderson, outstanding, and you can't win those ball games. And that's where it gets tough, because then, yes, you force a guy like Tucker Davidson to tell you, we need a good game tonight, bud. We need you to take us into the sixth inning and throw a good ball game. And right now, like you said, with kind of the back end not totally stabilized, it's a little bit of a toss of the coin, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Kind of off subject, Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. I don't know if you saw the story out in Oakland. Opossums are all over the press box there. They're in the drop ceiling there, and the Minnesota Twins radio broadcast team had to be ushered out of their booth because exterminators were there. Talk about playing in Oakland. I know you had a couple of moments with fans there, if I'm not mistaken, but just that field and how decrepit it is.
Well, I'll tell you this. First of all, me and Chip would have pushed through. I mean, we would have called that game even with the exterminators in there, you know? Look, they either need a new park or they need to go to Vegas. And it needs to happen sooner than later, because it's not fair to them, the players. It's not fair to the visiting teams. You know, you go there, and I can truly say it. Like, you go out there, the playing surface is fine. They do a great job. The locker room, the whole thing for the fans, you hate it for them, because it's not with all the baseball stadiums that have been built now and the money in the sport, there's no reason that they don't either build a new stadium or, like you said, go to Vegas, because one of those two needs to happen sooner than later, because you hate it for the, like you said, it's not fair for the players. Go talk to Matt Olson about some of the stuff. You know, I know he's not going to throw them under the bus, but I know it's a little different here in Atlanta from what he did there.
I'm going to tell you, this is me saying this, so take it. I know what I've already said about them. They're doing this on purpose. They raise ticket prices. They raise parking prices.
So this is like a real-life major league.
Yeah, and I think they put stuff in the ceiling. I think they. I don't think a possum is the only thing they're going to see.
You know what? I can't blame. I mean, you think about it now. You turn on and watch the Las Vegas Raiders, and I'll say this. I mean, it's place is electric. It's a beautiful stadium. And I hope if they can't get it, that the A's will move to Vegas and do it, because what a great place to be able to go on like a 3-day trip for a team. Your visiting numbers would be up the roof.
38,000 dome stadium.
Yep.
I'll play day games because I want you to gamble at night. I'll give you free tickets at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Maybe even a 5 o'clock game, you know, because it doesn't get started till later out there.
Right. But get back to the hotel, gamble. But we think baseball could survive in that size stadium. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
The other thing that's going on around baseball, I don't know. Again, we'd asked you, I think, about sight lines and home runs and everything else. Pete Alonso hit one that I thought he thought was gone, and I've seen a few more of those. Are we going to be talking about this after the All-Star break? Or do you think this is a first half story? Everybody just settle down, calm down. You know what it's doing or not doing. Now just play baseball, or is this a year-long thing?
You know, the thing I don't like is, even going back to when I played some, and those guys, we all hit balls sometimes we thought were gone and they didn't go out. I mean, that's baseball, you know, and ultimately I think the problem is now, and this is the one, like I said, you know me, I have really taken to some of the analytics and some of the different things that I think are really cool. The idea that a player comes back and says, I hit a ball, you know, 106 off the bat with a 32 degree launch angle, that's got to be a home run. I don't want to hear that. I'm sorry. Like, come on, man. Just, and that's what Snip said the other day to me. He's like, it's not a home run, because it didn't go out. And so I think, look, it's frustrating as a hitter, because like I said, they weren't really told. And so it kind of happened. And so, you know, look, I'll take the, this stinks, you know, blah, but at some point you got to move on. You got to play. And we're also seeing plenty of balls fly out of the ballpark, too, at the same time.
Hey, what do you think of the mic'd up stuff so far? And I apologize. I saw who they passed it along to, Justin Turner. They make it official every week. It's almost like game day. Who's the next guy to get the microphone? What do you think about the concept? And were you ever mic'd up? Did you play long enough where that was a thing?
I hated it. I'll be honest with you. If there's one thing, and I know the fans love it, and I know, but like, that one game on ESPN that night, they had Bryce Harper for 4 innings. We didn't even get action. I mean, you weren't even talking about the game, you know? And so I missed that part. Like, you know, the one thing I never wanted to be was mic'd up, just because I didn't want to hear what people knew I had to say.
Well, that's what Bobby Cox said. Bobby Cox said he was never going to wear the mic.
Even on tape delay, yeah.
I never wore a mic on, even for BP and stuff. I always told, you know, back when it was Fox Sports with the Braves and Peachtree and TBS, all that, when they would do that, I always said, I'll do anything. I'll do an interview right before the game for you. I won't wear a mic even for BP, just because I felt like that was our time out there. And that's the only thing I'd sit there and I'll say it, like, you know, if I'm, you know, I don't mind it as much if a guy's mic'd up in the dugout, you know, if they're talking to him for the half inning, but like, you know, and you know, when Ozzie was mic'd up at second base, I mean, yes, he's locked into the game, but you at the same time, you can't fully be 100% vested if you got a microphone and you're talking to the guys. And so I don't love that part, but I also understand where the fans love it. And it's, you know, from what I've heard, it's been a big hit. So, you know, I'm okay with it if it's that thing. But I know this, that I, you know, I definitely myself, I would not do it.
11:35 first pitch Sunday morning. Now, it's not going to happen all the time, so you're not entitled to bitch, because it might happen to you once or twice a year. But what do you actually think about the overall idea of it?
I don't like it at all. Look, I don't think a day game should start before 1 o'clock in baseball, because baseball is so different than any other sport. Football, they're used to it. Football, they're not playing a game Saturday night and then have to wake up and play Sunday. Now, I get you're not hitting somebody and you're not sore like that. But, I mean, it takes all you can to get yourself going for a 1 o'clock game. And so, you know, at 11:35, I'm just, like I said, for me, I don't love it, because it's just something so different than what the players are used to. And that's what I don't like. I think you start taking, you know, that's tough, man. If you play a Saturday night, luckily for the Braves, they have I'll say this. If you have an 11:35 game, you should have to play a 4 o'clock game on Saturday or earlier, though. I will say that, because imagine getting a rain delay and you get done at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you got to be at the park at 9. Like, that's tough.
You might as well just sleep in the clubhouse at that point.
I you know what? It's funny. I did that one or two times in my career sometimes, and we had a 12:10 getaway in Atlanta, you know, and we had the game the night before that got over at 12:30, 1 o'clock. We had, you know, a couple training tables, this and that. And I remember doing that once or
now,
twice.
Did you have a sleepover? Like, do you remember who actually stayed over with you?
There were three or four guys. Yeah. We had a few pops, talked baseball, went to bed. It was nice.
Ghost stories.
Yeah. Get up. You got a big league breakfast sitting right there. You don't have to worry about fight traffic.
I gotta tell you, life could be worse. Good point.
I probably got more sleep doing that than if I went home. I promise you that.
Yeah, with four kids. I don't know about two kids, three kids, but with four kids, you certainly got
more. You ever think about staying at Truist Park now?
Yeah, right. I might just get the hotel down at the Omni for the week.
Hey, real quick, do you have a coach's whistle around your neck at all this summer, or what's the fall plan? Like, what's happening with the Jeffrey for the coach?
Actually, my little guy had the tournament last night, so we won the first round, so we're on to Thursday. So I actually had to fly up. I'm in Boston. I'm actually doing the Red Sox Astros game tonight up here. So I flew up to Boston late, and then I'll get home tomorrow. I got a softball game tomorrow night. We got a T-ball game at 6, and then I'm flying out at 9:30 to Miami for the weekend.
Wow.
He's a man who wears many hats, Jeffrey.
Yeah. I'm assuming your kids aren't listening. Do you have one kid who's the better athlete of the four?
Yeah, you know, you always do. I'll text you when we get off and let you know the whole story. But you know what I love, man? I really feel like both my kids, the older ones, you know, since the Braves went through their little run last year, they really got into it, man. And now they're really watching the games. And
so they still get a kick out of getting their own uniforms. To me, when they're little, the greatest thing is when they get such a huge kick out of having a uniform.
Oh, and now you know how it is because of what all these guys wear in the big leagues, man. They all want the chains. They want, you know, my little guy wants a chain. I'm like, you're not wearing a chain at 6 years old, you know? I will tell you, last year was cool. I remember when they had the playoffs for T-ball last year in the fall. My son's whole team wore the pearl necklaces. That was pretty interesting, you know, for a 5- and 6-year-old T-ball team.
I will say this. It is odd seeing not only Jock Peterson in a Giants uniform, but seeing him play without the pearl necklace now. You just got so used to it.
You know, and when he comes back to Atlanta knowing Jock, I would imagine he's going to rock that thing back when they come to Atlanta.
Well, let me tell you this.
I hope he would.
Fake pearl giveaway. I'm doing a giveaway night. I'm absolutely going to do that when he comes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Give him his ring, let him put the pearl on. Why not? I mean, and that's the one thing, again, I always say, you, you know, you think you struggle sometimes, but you still will celebrate last year at certain times, especially when certain players come back into town.
Hey, let's finish up with this then. Personality-wise, we talk about leadership, and I'm not talking about flip-the-table guy, and I'm not talking about speech guy. Is this team still looking for that, in your opinion, 30-something games in? Is there a dynamic or a personality that they're still looking for a little bit?
I think so. They're probably looking for their identity a little bit. And I'll be honest, I've told you, I think that's where Ozzy, you know, I'd like to see him take control of that clubhouse. He's a guy that has the full respect. I told him, it reminds me so much of Edgar Renteria because the way he plays the game and prepares himself, Martin Prado, those are guys that anybody's going to listen to. And I hope, you know, that Ozzy can really kind of rub off on guys, because I think that's the one thing. And you know, like I said, I never won a World Series. I got to one. But, you know, the passion, you know, you'd like to see a little bit more of that from this team. And Ozzy's the guy that can deliver that.
All right, Jeff, have a good call in Boston tonight. Safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.